641 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. A fundraising event coming up on Saturday night to benefit the Galesburg High School baseball program. And joining us to talk more about the event is the new head baseball coach at Galesburg High School. You're still new, even though you're not, because you've been on the job for a while, but you haven't started the season yet. Jeremy Pickrell joining us this morning. Jeremy, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Bright and early. But you say you're telling me you got to kind of get used to it because you'll have two-a-days going because it gets, you know, the field house for spring sports, well, for everything, gets really, really busy. So you have that going. So you guys got to try to get it in there early and then whenever you can get in there later in the day.
Yeah, teams will be jockeying for spots and space in the field house. So it's always nice to be able to get some work in early in the morning and not feel like you have to hit on every single thing at the end of the day.
So. Ideally, the really, really cold weather and wetness goes away, and you can get out on the out at the field, the Sunberg Field.
Yeah, usually those first 2 weeks are kind of hit and miss with that. If it's the nice thing is having the football field, the turf that can get out on if we have to play long toss or things like that. But yeah, it's usually hit or miss that early in the season.
Speaking of that, are there any of the fields you play on, any opponents that have turf baseball?
Well, actually at the beginning of the season, that first weekend that we're actually able to play, we'll be heading down to Jacksonville for kind of a little overnight. We'll play three games down there, two on Friday, one on Saturday, and then head home. The complex that we'll be playing at is all turf fields, so it'll be a good experience for us.
I knew I think Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin has that. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's like just one huge carpet, football, baseball, softball, everything.
Yep. So hopefully one day we'll be able to get that here.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, raising some money for the baseball program, and this is one of those things in this day and age is a necessity that teams have to do a lot of their own fundraising, mm-hmm. whether it's for uniforms, for different things, for travel and things like that, because it's a different day and age now when the schools used to get all their funding from the state and had money that they could spend for teams to go to tournaments or go or, you know, new uniforms every, you know, 3 or 4 years or whatever the case. And that's not the case anymore.
No, I mean, if you want to run your program at a high level, you have to have some funding to be able to do certain things. And that's why this weekend should be a great night with our music trivia, people coming out and having a blast and hopefully showing their support to our program.
Saturday night, Knights of Columbus. Talk about the details. If somebody wants to get a team together, how much it costs and how they can, mm-hmm. how can they go about getting into it?
Yep. Well, they can contact me directly through email. It's $100 a team, 10 players per team. The doors will open at 5:30 and the trivia will actually start at 6:30. There are a lot of raffles, a lot of items people have donated. Cole's Diamond Gallery has donated something. MC Sports, there's a jersey quilt. There's a painted cooler with our logo on it. Just all kinds of different things that people have put together. And it's been really nice to see those things kind of pour in and show support for the program. So, again, we're hoping for a really fun and big night for our program.
So the music trivia is Saturday night, Knights of Columbus. And, again, there's a link to it. If you go to our community events page at WGIL.com, you can find all the information there, including Jeremy's email address to get yourself set. What doors open, what, 5:30? Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
5:30, and then the actual trivia will start at 6:30. Uh-huh. And at the Knights of Columbus, they also have, you know, food there as well. So, you know, we're kind of hitting everything by having it at that venue. So
will you have time? Will you be on a team, or are you just kind of there supervising?
I will be roaming around, meeting and greeting.
I mean, we need to get a radio station team together here for music trivia. Yeah, I did it with a group from here one time. It wasn't just music, and we actually won the thing. So we need.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. The mm-hmm. the amount of people that have called and or emailed and pre-registered, we're up to about 30 teams. Mm-hmm. In my experience, I haven't had that many teams, period, let alone that have pre-registered, so who knows how many may show up. You don't have to call and pre-register. You can just show up at the door with your team together Yeah, it should be a good night.
Well, and the thing that's tough sometimes this time of year with basketball, trying to find that rare Saturday night when you don't have the boys playing.
Right.
Because, I mean, you got some of the guys that play basketball that will be going over to baseball that will want to be there, but so that you got to try to find that night when they're not playing.
Yep, we finally found an off night. Now, the girls do play.
Yeah, but a little earlier game.
But a little bit earlier, yep.
Yeah,
so. And then I didn't even realize it, but my buddy Kyle Hunter is having his wedding reception back in town on that night, so may have to meet up later, but... Yeah. Yeah, like I say, hopefully it'll be a good night, and we'll have a lot of people there.
Saturday night, Knights of Columbus, Galesburg High baseball team having their music trivia night again. $100 a team. Doors open at 5:30. What will you, I mean? You may not, since you have 30 teams already registered. What's the capacity? Maybe you might not even be able to take registration at the door. Or do you think you will be able to?
Right? I think we'll be able to. From what I've been hearing, we can fit 40 plus in there, so yeah.
Okay, how many per team? Like five,
ten people per team. Okay. Yep.
All right, so 10 people per team, and again, you'll have some other items up. Are you going to do a silent auction or just a?
It's going to be kind of a mixture. We're going to have some kind of lower tiered raffle items, and then some kind of middle of the road, and then we do have some bigger items that we'll probably silent auction.
So all right,
there'll be a bake sale, all kinds of things. So
you're going to be home baking all week leading up to it, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course you will be. Why not? Why not? Jeremy Pickrell joining us this morning, head baseball coach at Galesburg High School, the trivia night, music trivia coming up on Saturday night at the Knights of Columbus Hall. So you mentioned two-a-day workouts and stuff. So how much time do you actually get to spend with the guys, like right now, what kind of workouts? I know there's rules as, you know, how much coaches can be around and things like that.
You just open the gym for them. We've got open gyms three nights a week. They're familiar with a lot of the things that we're doing, so they kind of just run with it. We do our throwing program, we'll lift, and then we'll hit, and we're out of there in about 2 hours. So we got on any given night, we usually have about 30 guys that'll show up, and that's freshman through senior. And they've, you know, been working hard, and we're seeing some improvements, and it's exciting. You know, I think I can speak for the rest of the coaching staff. We're excited for the season to get here and just get going, just like every year. But obviously, this year being my first year, I'm a little more excited. So,
well, in the cage, are they seeing live pitching, or is it just machine right now? Do you have actually pitchers throwing, or are you coaches throwing to them at this point?
No,
or?
we're not throwing to them. We do have a machine. It just depends on the day. So.
Okay. Yeah, so a little bit of both. Yep. Kind of mix it up. Yep. All right. So so workouts going when? And the official first date of actual practice?
February 26th.
So it's not that far off.
Nope.
Yeah, be here before you know it again. And, hopefully by then we have good enough weather that you may be able to get outside. But like you said, at least you can get on the football field and do some stuff.
Anyway. Well, it sounds like this weekend and early next week it'll be a little taste of spring weather. It'd just be nice if it would stick around. Yeah,
exactly. And get even warmer than that. I mean, 50 is going to feel great after this, but rather have, like, you know, how about 70?
Got a heat wave.
5 and sunny would be even better.
Yep.
All right. Trivia night again to benefit the Galesburg High School baseball team coming up Saturday night. Knights at Columbus Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Trivia starts at 6:30. $100 per team. Teams of 10. And I'd like you to get registered. If you get registered by today. Oh, if you,
yep.
You get free mulligans. Three free mulligans.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so that's always a good thing. That's helpful if you think you might miss a question or two.
I mean, there's a we'll sell a couple double point rounds.
Okay.
So yeah, it should be a fun night. We're excited about it. We're excited about the amount of people that have already pre-registered, and we're hoping for more. Anything that we can do to support the boys and the program is a plus. So.
Absolutely, and again,
come on out.
Like we said, in this day and age, you got to do what you can to help raise money for different things for the program. Jeremy, thanks so much for taking some time this morning. Anything else we need to know?
Nope. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it.